Hello.
It is Thursday, the 30th of August 2012. The time is 10 past 2 in the afternoon, Portuguese and UK time. 10 past 3 in the afternoon, French time. And I've now completed nearly 1,300 miles. And I'm pleased to announce I've got 75 miles left to go. And it's great. Now, I do apologise for the quality of the recording, but I am obviously travelling along about 70 miles an hour. Although this particular road is 130 kilometres, which is about 80 miles per hour speed limit. And so I'm nearly there. Now the shuttle I'm catching doesn't leave till 5 o'clock in the morning, but I'm going to get as near as possible and find somewhere to stay, like a service station. Much as I stayed the last couple of nights, just sleeping in the car for 4 hours or 5 hours, and then driving and then stopping and driving. It's a long old journey, and it's good, you know. I mean, the roads are very, very good. You really couldn't do it, I don't think. Well, you could, but it's better on the toll roads, which are expensive. The most expensive one, or the most expensive ones, were both in France. One was 19 euros, about £15, and one was 32 euros, around 25 quid. So, 15, 30, 50. So, I must have spent 60 quid in tolls, plus the fuel. You're looking at a combined total. You know, a little bit of food, and I'm not eating a great deal because I've been in the service stations and they haven't got that much. So I suppose you're looking about 400 euros. That doesn't include the crossing on the shuttle. And I was sort of kind of working it out coming over, because I'm going to fly back, and my flight is something around £50 for an 8 o'clock flight out of Gatwick, and that's paid for, and that will take me back to Faro in 2.5 hours, and another hour and a half train journey, which, even if I don't get the cheap rates, still only going to cost about 8 euros. So all in all, the flight is, you know, very cheap, really, because you couldn't do it by train as cheap, and you couldn't do it by ferry and car. So really, the plane is the cheapest form of transport. Obviously, you couldn't get the car on the plane, but as I'm only just bringing the car back to, you know, get rid of it, so to speak. Well, the brother-in-law's having it, so it's going to a good home. And it's been a great car, though I don't want to jinx it at this late stage, so I will say no more. I've had my first rain in months, and it's been quite heavy as I've got nearer and nearer to Calais. So I'm looking now, 70 miles, 71.3 miles left, about 1 hour 10, and then that's the journey over, really, for me. Yeah, I might have to travel a few more miles to find a service station nearby, but I'm not too worried about that. Right, my time is going, my 5 minutes is nearly up. I will say cheerio, and most of all, speak to you next time I'll be in the UK. Bye for now.